Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really interesting, digital independence, basically taking control of your own tools. But first, a massive thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer.de. They handle software hosting and are great at supporting digital transformation. If you're thinking about taking charge of your digital stuff, check them out at www.safeserver.de. They help make these deep dives happen. So, have you ever had that feeling, you know, where you're using digital tools, maybe for remote work, and you're just not sure where your data is or if the connection's going to hold up, or maybe you just want something more secure, more flexible, perhaps even just helping out family with their computer without all the usual headaches? Well, if that sounds familiar, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving into Rest Desk. So, Rest Desk, it's an open source remote desktop app. Think of it as a real alternative to the big names you know, TeamViewer, AnyDesk, Splashtop, and our mission today. Simple.
We want to unpack what Rest Desk is, why its self-hosting thing is, well, a bit of a game changer, and how it gives people and companies back control over their data, better security, and a ton of flexibility. We're aiming to make this super clear, a really easy entry point for anyone curious about this tool. So let's jump right in. Okay, let's unpack this. Rest Desk gets called yet another remote desktop software. But the interesting part
is that it's open source and it's written in Rust. And they claim it works out of the box, no configuration required.
That sounds, well, almost too easy.
Yeah.
For someone maybe not super technical with servers, how easy is it to get started? Is it really click and go, or are there still some things you need to understand?
That's a really good question. Because, you know, it hits on a real pain point people have with standard software as a service SaaS platforms. Think about those subscription services. Sometimes the performance is shaky, right? You don't really know what's going on behind the curtain. And there's always that nagging worry about data security. Rest Desk kind of flips that by focusing on self-hosting. And yeah, they've worked hard to make it surprisingly simple for the power it gives you. If you step back, self-hosting has some major perks. First up, data sovereignty.
Okay, data sovereignty.
Yeah.
Sounds important. It really is. It's not just jargon. It's about control and meeting regulations. Let's say you run a small business, maybe accounting. With a typical tool, your client's financial data might end up on servers, who knows where, different country maybe. That could be a regulatory nightmare. Self-hosting. Your data stays on your servers, under your roof, basically. Makes audits easier, removes that uncertainty.
Okay, so you physically control where the sensitive stuff lives. Makes sense.
Exactly. And that leads right into point two. Enhanced security. When you deploy Rust Desk on-premise on your own computers or servers, your data isn't passing through some third-party company system.
Right. Cuts out the middleman.
Precisely. It reduces the attack surface, strengthens your security because you control the whole path. Then there's performance and reliability. When you own the hardware, you manage the resources. You're not sharing bandwidth or server power with thousands of other users like on a big commercial service. So better uptime, smoother performance, less of that frustrating lag or unexpected downtime. You're in control.
That direct control seems key.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it also means incredible flexibility and customization. Self-hosting lets you tweak Rust Desk for exactly what you need. They even have this custom client feature.
Oh, what's that?
It lets you brand the client app. Put your own company name, logo, icon on it. That's a level of personalization you just don't get from off-the-shelf tools. And while the basic setup is simple, if you want to dive deeper, there are like over 90 configuration options.
Wow. Okay. So simple start, but deep customization if needed.
Exactly. You can fine-tune access controls, optimize bandwidth for video, all sorts of things. Real granular control. And yes, back to your original question, it really is designed for ease of deployment. It sounds complex, maybe, setting up a server, but Rust Desk has built-in features to help with network configuration and server setup. For anyone comfortable with a command line, the Docker setup is honestly super straightforward. It's basically three quick commands, install Docker, download a file, run Docker Compose Up, boom, your server's running.
Okay, three commands. That does sound accessible. So data sovereignty, security, performance. It sounds really appealing, especially if you felt kind of trapped by cloud services. But what about the flip side? What's the learning curve moving from a simple SaaS tool to self-hosting? Is it really just those Docker commands, or do you need to think about like server updates and maintenance that the cloud provider usually handles?
That is a crucial point. Getting started is easy, yes. But self-hosting does mean taking on responsibility. You gain control, but you also need to maintain that server environment updates, security patches, that sort of thing.
Right. It's not just set and forget forever.
Not entirely, no.
Yeah.
But the Rust Desk community is really active and the documentation is pretty good. They try to make that transition smooth.
And this actually brings up an important point the developers make. Like any powerful tool, you need to use it responsibly. They're very clear. They don't support or condone any unethical or illegal use. Things like unauthorized access, spying, anything like that. It's strictly against their guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
The tool is meant for legitimate, secure, controlled, remote access.
Good to know they state that clearly. Okay, so we've talked tech benefits, but who's actually using this day-to-day? Who benefits most from this level of control? We saw some survey data. Over 1,000 self-hosters responded, and it shows a really diverse range of uses.
Mm-hmm.
About 37% use it for IT support, which makes sense, right? If you're fixing someone's computer remotely, you need a rock-solid, secure connection. No drops, no data leaks. Rust Desk provides that direct link.
Yeah, critical for support roles.
And 25% are using it for IT administration, managing systems. Another 29% for remote work, which is huge for everyone now. And then about 9% are in industrial settings or other specialized areas. So it's quite versatile. Maybe you listening fit into one of those, or maybe it sparks an idea for a problem you could solve with this.
And the tech underneath is definitely built for that kind of broad use. First off, multi-platform support is key. It runs smoothly on Windows, Mac OS, Linux, even Android.
Oh, Android too. Nice.
Yeah, so you can connect from pretty much any device to any other device.
Yeah.
Essential these days with everyone using different things. And something really cool is the web client.
A web client. So access from a browser.
Exactly. You can host it yourself on your own server using your own domain name. Makes access super flexible. No need to install the app everywhere. And they're working on a new version of V2 Preview that promises things like better video codecs, international keyboard support, clipboard sharing, even file transfer. That's getting really comprehensive for a web-based solution.
Wow. File transfer directly in the browser client, self-hosted? That's powerful.
It really is. And just briefly, under the hood, like we said, it's mostly written in Rust.
Which is known for security and speed, right?
Exactly. Rust helps prevent a lot of common security bugs, which is vital for remote access software. For the interface, the desktop apps use either Flutter or Cider, and it's built in a modular way. There are separate bits for screen capture, LibScrap, keyboard mouse control, LibSenigo, and the server parts, server handling audio, video, etc.
So it's not just one big monolithic thing.
Right. And that modularity helps with development speed, optimizing specific parts, and overall stability. All crucial for a tool you rely on for access. And fundamentally, it's truly open source. It uses the AGPL 3.0 license.
Which means?
It means total transparency. You could look at every line of code, and if you modify it and share it, you have to share your changes too.
Ah, so it fosters collaboration and keeps things open.
Precisely. It builds a trustworthy ecosystem where the community helps ensure it stays secure and keeps getting better.
That's fantastic. It really feels like, you know, you're getting something built by a community, not just a black box from a corporation. It's built in public. You can see the whole process.
And that community impact is huge. The numbers are pretty staggering, actually. Rust Desk has over 10 million client downloads, over 1 million Docker downloads. That's people setting up their own servers.
A million self-hosted servers. Wow.
Yeah. And maybe even more telling. They estimate over 3 million alive devices actively using it. These aren't just downloads. People are using this daily. Shows it's reliable. And if you look at GitHub, the community engagement is massive. Oh. Over 91,000 stars, 13,000 forks.
Huge numbers for an open source project.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And 331 contributors, people actually writing code, plus over 22,000 community members active on various platforms.
Yeah.
It really highlights that built-in public idea. Someone posts a feature request, maybe someone else across the world implements it. It's dynamic.
That's the power of open source right there.
Totally. And its global reach is clear, too. It supports 45 languages. That's thanks to community translation efforts. If you want to connect, they're active on Discord, Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and, of course, GitHub.
Lots of places to get involved or find help.
Definitely. And it's constantly evolving. Just recently, they enhanced access controls in the pro server version, user-level permissions, device groups, more granular control. They're also focused on keeping it working for people, like finding workarounds to keep it running on older systems like Windows 7, even as underlying tech like Flutter changes. Shows dedication to the user base.
What a journey through Rust Desk. We've really seen how this open source approach delivers, well, exceptional control, solid security, and real flexibility, especially with self-hosting. It's definitely a strong contender against the usual suspects, putting you back in the driver's seat with your data and connections.
And thinking bigger picture for a moment, it leads to a question, maybe for you to mull over. If self-hosting can do this for remote access, give back data sovereignty, allow deep customization, where else in your digital life, or maybe your work, could you benefit from taking back control? From exploring open source alternatives, what are the broader possibilities when we think about decentralization and user empowerment in tech? Something to think about.
A really great question to end on. Food for thought, definitely. And one last massive thank you to our sponsor, safeserver.de. They're the ones to check out for software hosting and help with your digital transformation. Find them at www.safeserver.de. That wraps up this deep dive. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.